whose names we never hear. Our dedicated army of quiet volunteers, reaching out to feed the hungry, reaching out to save the land, reaching out to help their fellow man.
Welcome to the Mark White Show. I'm happy to have you joining us today. We have a great show for you. Looking forward to several guests that I have lined up. The first guest is Mr. Dale Adams, and he has created a program called Dangers in a Digital World. And I'd like to welcome Dale to the Mark White Show right now. Welcome to the program, Dale.
I appreciate you having me. I'm happy to be here.
Give us your background, Dale, before we get into this special program that you came up with.
Okay, I am a police lieutenant, and I've got 13 years in law enforcement in Kentucky. I work for a small town just south of Bowling Green, Kentucky, and I'm the public information officer there, so I speak to the media from time to time, and I just kind of reference to what we're talking about. I kind of just saw a need out there, and so I'm just trying to get out there and talk to parents about what the kids are up to online.
And it's very important with the technology that we have today through social media and other means. It seems like there's something being created every few months for young people to be attracted to.
Yes, that's correct. I actually started doing this about 2 years ago, and I'm starting to find that my data is starting to be outdated. So I'm going to have to go back and do some more research to keep up with the numbers and the apps that are changing so constantly.
And you'd like to think that many of these programs are innocent in nature, but the fact is some of them aren't, and it's to get the information from young people and to draw them in for illicit purposes.
Right, yeah. I mean, if you look at the verse 1 Corinthians 6:12, it says, "All things are lawful for me, but not all things are helpful." And so, you know, like Facebook and some of these other apps aren't all entirely bad. They're not all entirely evil. But if you put them in the hands of a teenager that doesn't have the, is just not prepared for all that comes with social media and the responsibilities there, and then you have some trouble.
Well, and we can talk a little bit about the mind of young people. Rationale on certain issues might not be the same as someone who's more mature.
Right, right. And one of the things, one of the stories I talk about in my lesson is about a young girl who ran away from home. And she ran away with a 54-year-old man. And she was talking to him on Facebook and WhatsApp, the app WhatsApp. And that's how she communicated with this guy. And she knew him through one of her friend's stepfathers. And so she ran away with him and was gone for about 3 months. And so I had to use the U.S. Marshals, and I worked in conjunction with them, and we had to obtain several search warrants on some social media sites. And Gmail is how we wound up finding her. She was living in a hotel room with this guy in Indianapolis, Indiana, and he was prostituting her out for money. And she, at the same time this is going on, she's sending her mother messages telling her mother how well he treats her and that she's in a good relationship with him. And so I had to use her mother as a means to prove that she was with this guy so I could get a warrant for his arrest. And so I did that with her using WhatsApp. That's the only way we could communicate with her. And I tricked her. I told the mother what to say to her to get her to admit that she was with this guy. And so we were able to get warrants for him, and then the FBI kicked in the door and arrested him in Indianapolis, Indiana. He's doing 15 years in the penitentiary now. So, I mean, it's just, these kids just don't have, you know, they just don't think about the dangers that are out there.
Well, and of course, we want to try to stop this before it happens, like the situation you're explaining with this young lady and a 54-year-old man. We want to try to curtail it if we can, and that means that parents are going to have to step up and watch what their children are doing online and making sure that that they're watching carefully as their kids interact with people that are complete strangers.
That's correct. I mean, 1 Peter 5:8, you know, we read that verse, be sober-minded, be watchful. Your adversary, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion, seeking someone to devour. And we always key into that second part of that verse, the roaring lion. That's the part that always, we're like, whoa, the roaring lion. But the first part is what I key into when I'm talking about this. Parents, we need to be sober-minded. We need to be watchful. That's what it's telling us. And the devil, I mean, Satan is just fiercely attacking our youth with all these tools that we didn't have when we were kids. And our elders and preachers certainly didn't have this technology to deal with. And so, you know, this subject is just not really being talked about very much from the pulpit or Bible classes or wherever, because most of the older teachers and preachers and elders didn't have this. They didn't have this when they were kids and teenagers.
Well, sure. So it's a brand new ball game. And just as you explained, even if they didn't have it when they were young people, we're still having to keep up. And you're having to keep up as a law enforcement officer with how quickly things are changing.
Correct. Yeah, it goes really fast. And, you know, I've got a list of apps that I talk about in my lesson. And I just know at some point I'm just going to have to keep adding more and more and more. There's a few main ones that I talk about more often than not. Snapchat is the big one right now. Snapchat's the most popular app, I would say, for kids right now, that and Instagram. But Snapchat's dangerous because the kids, they know that when they send a snap to a Snapchat message to somebody else, it will disappear once they see it, and we can't track that. So, you know, once it's gone, it's gone. And so that's how they, you know, these teenagers will send a new picture of themselves to a boyfriend or a girlfriend or whoever, thinking that it'll disappear. But then that person, the other person that receives it, they'll take a photograph of it, the screenshot. And then once they've got a screenshot of that image, they've got it, and they can, you know, they can use it for blackmail. They can send it to all their buddies and friends to show off. It's just, you know, and what I tell people is it's nearly impossible to put the toothpaste back in the bottle, so to speak. You know, we can't go around from door to door trying to get these kids to delete these pictures. It's really difficult.
And with all the laws, no matter how many laws are created, the fact that that picture still remains and what that individual has to go through beyond their teenage years because that picture's floating around for public consumption, that's beyond the legal system, really, because that's an emotional and a physical and even a spiritual loss to that individual once they've given themselves over to the public in that manner.
Correct. Yeah, it's just really bad. And the, you know, when they're using it as blackmail, that's what really bothers me. You know, some kid would say you've got a teenage daughter and he wants to have sex with her. He can say, hey, if you don't have sex with me, I'm going to send this picture out to the whole school. And so they call that sextortion.
Yeah.
And so they're extorting these kids into making choices they didn't want to make to prevent those pictures from going out in the public. And that's just not something we want our teenage daughters to be faced with.
Well, let's talk a little more about dangers in the digital world and maybe some of the places that you've gone so far.
So what I've been doing, I've visited some churches and just giving some basically sermons or lessons. Hold me to the standard of a preacher. I'm a cop up here that's speaking to you from the perspective of a cop. I am a Christian, but I'm a cop. And so, you know, I'm not trying to be up there and be my dad. I've got a PowerPoint presentation that goes along with it. And so I kind of start out and I talk about how the times have changed. I talk about the way it was before and the way it is now. And talk about how powerful the smartphone is today. Talk about some of the stories that we just talked about. And I talk about smartphone addiction. And I've preached this lesson now in Alabama, Tennessee, and Kentucky about probably 7 or 8 times. And everywhere I go, people are just like, wow, you know, that really opened my eyes. This is stuff I need to be hearing this. So far, I've got nothing but positive feedback.
How would someone get in touch with you to get the program to their area, Dale?
They could email me if they'd like to. My email address is dale.adams924@gmail.com. They can email me there directly, and I'd be glad to get back to them and try to set something up. I add in there is about smartphone addiction, and I think that's another topic within the topic.
Yes,
that is really important. And you know, I asked the crowd, you know, how many times do we touch our smartphones each day? And I put up three numbers on the board, and those numbers are 378, 1,125, or 2,617. You want to guess which one it might be?
I would say the highest number.
You're right. Yeah, 2,017 times is the number that I found online that we touch our phone screens each day.
Wow.
And that's just, I mean, that's crazy. And so our kids are growing up in this digital world where they're just screen time is just taking over, and it's like a digital heroin. And now they're even doing studies on, you know, toddlers getting too much screen time. And so, you know, I've got a 5-year-old son, and so I really have to struggle when we go out to eat or whatever, you know, that we don't just throw the phone at them or a tablet or something to keep them quiet, because it's just not good for them. You know, I read that there was from 2011 to 2015, there's been a 50% increase in clinical depression among teenagers. And I thought, 50% increase in a 4-year period, how is that possible? And so what I was looking at the numbers, and you know that the iPhone came out in 2007? And when the iPhone came out, not everybody had one. But by around the time 2011 hit, over half of the United States was in possession of a smartphone. And so around that time, teenagers started becoming more depressed, more suicidal, and just clinical depression among teens just shot through the roof. And I think those two things are related. And so I just think that's really important to notice that it's not helping these kids to have their face stuck in a phone all the time.
No, I agree with you, Dale, and I think that probably what you have found is probably true, because the connection to the phone. I've dealt with several bullying issues on the Mark White Show because of social media towards young people, and that's another way that people can pick on kids and they can try to embarrass them via the public.
Yeah, I talk about that as well. You know, when we were kids, we would come home from school, and whatever was going on at school, whatever drama, you know, if we had a bully or something bad was going on at school, we got a relief from it when we came home. And nowadays, these kids are connected 24/7, 365. I mean, they can't go on Christmas break or spring break or anything else without still being connected to that world. And that's just something we didn't deal with when we were younger.
Well, Dale, I appreciate the work you're doing with this program. I know that you're doing more than just Dangers in a Digital World, but I wanted to focus on that particular topic today. And once again, if you would, just tell the listeners how they can get in touch with you.
Okay. The best way would just be through email at dale.adams924@gmail.com. And 924 is my badge number, so that's how I go with that. So dale.adams924@gmail.com.
Very good. Thank you, Dale Adams, for joining me today on the Mark White Show.
Pleasure to talk to you. I appreciate it.
Experience the difference at Athens Bible School. The vision and purpose is to provide each student a quality education in a Christ-centered environment to develop the whole person spiritually, mentally, physically, and socially in safe and supportive surroundings. The solid biblical foundation permeates learning and culture in the classrooms and every extracurricular activity.
Paying too much for your water bill is the pits, but you know what they say, when life gives you the pits, dig a well. The solution is to call my friends at Commercial Drilling today. At CDI, customer service and a handshake still mean something. Give them a call at 256-679-8181.
You know the thrill?
If you like hickory smoked ribs that fall apart at the slightest pull, or barbecue shoulders that are so slow smoked each tender bite melts in your mouth, then you are going to love Baby Jack's Barbecue. Baby Jack's Barbecue in Bartlett and Arlington. Try the barbecue chicken, beef brisket sandwich, barbecue potato, it is huge, or the Baby Jack Trio, pork, turkey, or beef brisket sliders. You like wet ribs? They like dry ribs. Get one slab that has them both. Catering? Baby Jack's can feed a family or an army. Drive in, drive through, order online, or come in and set them in. Baby Jack's Barbecue in Bartlett at Highway 70 in Appling, or in Arlington at Highway 70, just a block west of 385.
Suzanne's Bakery and Eatery has now been serving up fresh baked items to Athens and North Alabama for over 12 years. Located at 1207 East Forest Street behind CVS on Highway 31 in Athens, Suzanne's Bakery is open Tuesday 10 to 6, Wednesday 10 to 5:30, and Thursday and Friday morning from 6:30 until 6 in the evening. You can also place to-go orders for a meal or fresh baked dessert to enjoy with your family, or even have an event catered. Check out Suzanne's menu at suzannesbakery.com or give them a call at 256-232-8210.
Fresh bait.
I'm at 15220A Highway 43 at Green's Dependable Hardware with my father-in-law, Doug Green. We have Cora riding around on a tricycle ringing the bell, and I wanted to talk to Doug a little bit about maybe some things this time of year that people might want to come to Green's Dependable and have them take care of you. Welcome to the Mark White Show, Doug.
Hey, it's good to be here, Mark. Well, right now, the sun's coming out, the spring's coming on, and it's like Christmas here. People want to get out and paint, they want to get out and get their yard cleaned up, new lawnmowers, servicing old lawnmowers. We have Pittsburgh paint and True Value Easy Care paint, hardware, plumbing, just every kind of household project you can think of.
What do y'all have here at Green's Dependable to offer people that are doing their yard work and working on their gardens?
Well, to start with, we have new Husqvarna power equipment, including tillers and zero-turn lawnmowers and tractors and trimmers, chainsaws, the whole nine yards. So everybody wants to get their yard looking good for the season, and the weeds are growing right now, and the grass is right behind it, so we're ready for all that. Well, we try to keep people on staff, Mark, that know a little bit about how to do things around the house, whether it's a plumbing issue or building something, or what kind of nail or screw to use, or whatever, what type of tool to use. We've got people here that are knowledgeable that can answer a lot of questions for you. We're on Highway 43 in Russellville. We're right here on the highway, right behind McDonald's, and our number is 256-331-0123.
Thank you so much, Doug, and we appreciate anybody who supports Green's Dependable Hardware because they support the Mark White Show, and we appreciate that support. So go check them out, small, locally owned business, Green's Dependable Hardware in Russellville, Alabama on Highway 43.
Tiffin Motorhomes is a proud sponsor of the Mark White Show. Tiffin Motorhomes has been in operation in Red Bay, Alabama since 1972. The family-owned business offers a wide variety of models to suit your needs, ranging from the 45 Zephyr, to the best-selling diesel coach on the market today, the Phaeton, to their latest exciting endeavor, the Wayfarer, built in Winfield, Alabama. Go to TiffinMotorHomes.com to find where your nearest dealership is located. Tiffin Motorhomes are made to move you. See your local dealer today.
Wrapping it smoothly.
Athens Bible School is accredited by Advance Ed, a member of the National Alliance of Concurrent Enrollment Partnerships, and is a satellite campus of Calhoun Community College. Our new campus opens spring 2019. For more information, call 256-232-3525 or visit our website at athensbibleschool.org.
I am magical.
Folks, we're back. You're listening to the Mark White Show. I'm your host, Mark White, and we have gone purple today for MPS Awareness, and I have a very special guest with me right now, Catherine Cloward, also known as Catherine the Great. Welcome to the Mark White Show.
Awesome. Hi, everybody. Thanks for listening, and thanks for having me on the show. I'm really excited to
to talk with you.
Now, I'm very excited to get to talk with you, too. I've had an opportunity to listen to your music, and I really enjoy your style. I enjoy the message that you're bringing to people across California, the country, and the world. It's an amazing opportunity for you, and I know that you're taking full advantage of it.
Thank you. Yes, I am clear about my purpose. You know, I want to share messages that matter, you know, heart-centered, mindful messages. And I do that through books and music and also helping other artists through my company express, you know, their unique voice and their unique messages. And, you know, my parents raised me to always volunteer, give back. You know, we didn't have, like, extra money, quote-unquote, whatever that is. but we had our time. We had our energy. And so I just always had this heart for helping. So so I've always weaved that into the work that I do. So one of the things that caught your attention was the hero song that we've been doing that I did in support of National MPS Society. And that's just a really... started out as, you know, a seed of an idea that has been cultivated and bloomed, and, you know, and now we're just rippling the message out into the world and just doing our little part to help raise awareness, and it feels good. So I'm glad that that caught your attention and that we can share about it on your amazing platform.
Well, and it sure did, Catherine. And one of the things that I'll tell you about, last year I had a friend who posted on Facebook, and she was wearing a purple shirt. And I didn't know why she was wearing the purple on that particular day, but the day was MPS Awareness Day, and it caught my eye. So I messaged her and asked her what she was wearing the purple for, and she told me. And the next thing I did was did a show with the National MPS organization and talked to them about MPS. I talked to Terry Klein, who I know you're familiar with.
Oh, yeah.
And
wow,
and had
awesome.
Yes, had Terry on the show, and I had a couple of families that were dealing with MPS. And I go to Instagram and I see Catherine the Grape and I see Michelle Hopkins and I run across the video, and it really has been an amazing journey with the Mark White Show, how things connect. I learn about something and then it gets on my radar, and then I find more about it. You're bringing an awareness through your music, and that's really an amazing thing that you're doing.
Oh, thank you so much. Well, first and foremost, you know, in reference to the music, you know, music, the way to get messages out is there's so many modalities, right? And so as a musician, as a lyrical storyteller, you know, I recognize that music and art across the board really opens up people's hearts, because, you know, we pause, we listen, we feel it, we experience it. And so this is just one way that perhaps we can help. But you know, I got involved with the MPS Society really through a friend of mine. My friend Fran has been friends with Lynn Hopkins, who's Michelle's mom. They've been friends for years. And so when they were doing the International MPS Symposium here in San Diego, where I'm from, Fran got in touch with me and said, hey, can you help out with the kids on some level with entertainment? And then I talked to Lynn, and then I ended up talking to Terry, who put me in touch with Amy. You know, so all these wonderful, amazing families that are leading the charge to help raise awareness for MPS, as well as, you know, related rare diseases, because it all, you know, again, it all kind of connects together. And they're, you know, the heart for helping raise awareness means that it helps raise money to get the government to fund programs that go to, you know, where we could put our money. We need to put our money into helping cure rare diseases. And so that's the ultimate. But also at the end of the day, like Michelle's a teenager. She's what? Oh, she just turned 15 a few weeks ago.
I was wondering. I saw she was 14 when she did the video.
Yes. You don't know, her birthday was like a week and a half ago. And so, you know, so she's a 15-year-old going to high school, and she's singing in the choir at school, and you know, she's a teenager.
Yeah.
She's experiencing teenager things. And so, you know, and I think that she, because she was my original connection to MPS, and kind of as this idea just kind of spurted in me to write this song and to help in that way, when we were getting ready to do this song in the studio, and I kind of put out the all call, who wants to help out? You know, we did this real community kind of fundraising thing for it. And one of the incentives of the program was for kids to sing in the studio with us, which is a really big deal. So they helped fund the song. Different families helped fund the song by donating money, and their kids came. And so I was having Michelle come because she lives, you know, just a few hours away from me. And then I met her one day at her grandma's house, and we were just chit-chatting, and I just felt her energy and just was like, you know, and I knew how much singing was important, you know, how important it was to her, and how much she enjoyed it. That's the big thing. It's just so joyful for her. And so I just, in that moment, just had this idea of like, hey, why don't you sing lead on this song? And so she came into the, I was like, all right, you got 2 weeks to get ready. She was like, I can do it. So ultimately what I did was, you know, I had already recorded the song with me singing lead with my band.
Uh-huh.
So what we did is to make it even more expansive, so we released a Song of Heroes that has just quote-unquote adult singers, right, with me singing lead. So we've got Heroes over here with the Catherine Cloward
right.
platform. And then we have the Heroes with Michelle really being a mentor and a leader in that youth community of going like, hey, everybody, I'm a hero and so are you. And so Michelle sings lead on the youth version of the song that we put through the Catherine the Great platform. And all those voices that you hear in the background are just our everyday kids who, you know, most of which have never had a vocal lesson in their life, just came into the studio and sang, we are heroes. And it was just so magical. And so those kind of opportunities, ripple out, because even though I would say every single parent and every single youth singer that came to the studio that day came because they were singing, then they met Michelle and they listened to Michelle's mom talk, and it was like, we're a part of this, we're gonna help it, you know, spread the message. And so that's the ripple, right? So once you, like for you, Mark, you met somebody, next thing you know, you and I are talking, you know. And so
yes.
If we can do our little part to help, it spreads and hopefully gets to all the right people, every piece of the puzzle, so that we can help, you know, really find a cure that saves lives, period.
Well, and it was an amazing call by you to realize the power of Michelle and her energy, and to utilize her for that youth community, because I have a sense that this is really going to be big. I mean, it came out in October, but we're just not that far away from when the release happened. And here we are in April of 2019, and you're on the East Coast now, relatively East Coast here in Alabama. And of course, this show reaches to Tennessee, Mississippi, Georgia, and Alabama, but also it reaches to across the world, because I now have people who follow on Facebook, about 14,000 people across the world who tune into the Mark White Show. And so you just don't know where it's going to lead to. And I really want to see some amazing things happen through this and through your work and through Michelle's voice and these young people who participated, to see something really amazing happen. And I also know that the song supports the National NPS organization as well.
Yes, so we all, the song was funded through, you know, our heart. We donated, my dad and I, we donated our time and everything to do it. We raised the money to fund it, and then proceeds go to all the publishing proceeds go to National NPS Society. So every time you, you stream it, you know, streaming, you know, it does matter, you know, even though it's like a hundredth of a penny right now or whatever on Spotify, you listen, and that all adds up. Every time you download it, every single dollar goes to NPS Society. So, you know, our heart is to raise awareness and do our best to raise support. So the more times the song is downloaded, the more times it's streamed, the more times the video is watched, all of those click, 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 tally, and those funds go to the National NPS Society to help support their work in helping find a cure that's saving lives and supporting these families.
That is incredible. And we were talking about technology earlier, and you know the story, but when we think about the ability that we have to reach so many people in this particular time that we're living in, there's just really no reason that we shouldn't take full advantage of that opportunity to spread a message, because the time is now to utilize it, because you're a person who has a heart for people. I'm a person who has a heart for people. And people who have a heart for people, it doesn't matter what the issue is, they want to help.
Yes, I 100% agree with you with that. And And we're all very busy, right? You know, I mean, I'm a mom, I'm running a company, I'm a creative. You know, we all have life responsibilities. And sometimes, and everybody wants to help. And we only have so much time, so much energy, all within a 24-hour period, right? And so, but what I experience with people is there is a willingness to find, to help. There's a willingness to participate. There's a willingness to want to leave a mark of support, whether that is, and most people, I believe, don't really care about recognition of it. It's a fulfillment inside, and that's so beautiful, isn't it? And so,
yes.
Because when we're all together doing it, and with the heart for helping, the heart for raising awareness, the heart for you know, helping children feel great, which makes adults feel great. That's, you know, I love doing stuff. The Chasm, a great platform, although it's geared towards children because it's illustrated, right? My whole platform, but really it's for everybody, because, you know, who's listening to family music in the car with their kids? Parents are, grandparents are. And so adults are listening to the music. They're reading along with the stories. So if we can give the same messages to all generations, we're all operating out of the same, you know, toolbox, treasure box, what I call it. And so helping each other, that concept of going like, how can I help? And so something like this, it's like, here, this is very simple to help. And the next thing you know, other people are motivated to do their own things. Like, for instance, when you watch the video, the Heroes video with Michelle, we shot that video the last day of the International MPS Conference, the symposium that was here in San Diego. We wanted to get footage during the superheroes run. And then we shot, you know, her close-up video after that. And one of the, and some of the girls that were in that video, again, who wants to be in the video? And so some of the girls came down to be in it, and Morgan is a teenage girl who's the same age as Michelle. Morgan goes to actually the same school as my son. And Morgan, after all this experience with Michelle, she's like, Mama, or she said to her mom, which she told me, she's like, I want to help more. I want to do more. I want to do things to help Michelle. So now we have this teenage girl who is like, I want to do more. And so it just ripples out. And I think that's just the most beautiful thing about, you never know the capacity of what people can do and want to do. They just need the awareness, and it's up, and then they take it and run with it.
You are so right. And when you look at what can I do, sometimes it's the simplest things that become the biggest things. So if anyone says, well, I just don't know what to do, I don't know how to start, I don't know where to go with it, it's not about doing something big. It's about doing something simple and small that makes a difference in one person's life, one individual, because, of course, that's a spark, and a spark starts a fire, and a fire just goes and goes and goes. You realize that from California, you know, and I'm using that kind of metaphor, but we know what fire does. And in this sense, it creates a fire in people to spread the word and to get to Congress and get to these other areas where you're really wanting to make a impact on people's lives for generations.
Yes, and not to negate, you know, there is an urgency to there being a cure for MPS, and even the cure that they find for each of these kind of individualized rare diseases ripples out to helping the other rare diseases find a cure. And so there is an urgency to this. There are lives that matter, that need help, and that's why it is so important and so amazing that you would shine a light on, you know, on this, on your show, because the more that we can share about it, the more people talk about it, whether it's the hero song or it's linking to National MPS Society, or, you know, they're having their next big conference in this summer. It's going to be in Florida, I believe it, in Orlando. So there's just ways to help and ways to get involved, and the team that's leading the charge, and it doesn't matter how old you are, whether you're 5 years old or 95 years old, there's something in it that you can help make a difference, and nothing's too small. Everything counts. Everything matters. Absolutely. Absolutely. I know there's one family who is very involved in National MPS Society, and that's the Holland family. Once I spoke with Terry and Lynn, they put me in touch with Amy. I had offered to do this song for them, and so Amy's the one who I talked to who really, I just wanted to know her heart, know the story. And so, you know, and Amy has three children. All three of her children have MPS, and she, her son is no longer with us, and she has two daughters who have MPS. And she was telling me, you know, as a mother, I resonate with her on the heartstring part of being a parent and loving your children. And I can't even imagine, you know, losing a child, but also living for it and fighting for her daughters, who are these amazing, vibrant women, young women. But then, you know what she told me about? She talked to me about the doctors, the medical community, who are hugely passionate about helping these families. And that really inspired me, because it's not just the families. That's what's so special about what's happening with the National MPS Society, is that it's families, it's the medical community, it's so intertwined, and that's so beautiful, because it shows that, you know, we're all in this together, and I love that. And so, you know, Amy, after that conversation with Amy, there was a line, something she'd said in our conversation. She was just sharing stuff, and one of the things she said, something like, you know, we have to roll with the tide. And so I put that into the song. One of the lyrics in the song is love and trust to roll with the tide. So then it was like, oh, let's do a video. And so that's just how my mind works. I kind of start with a seed of an idea, then I'm like, let's do a big thing. And so anyways, I just think when you watch the video, you just see how you see Michelle's heart. You know, the smiling, the laughter, and what's cool about the video, you see all the families that were at the International Symposium. So there's Michelle's brother, there's Spencer, you see all these other children and young adults who are living with MPS that are featured in the video, and you see their heart, you see their smiles, and you see their joy, and their, you know, the family together. I think it's just such an important video to share with people. Most people, when they hear about heroes, hear about what they do, what we're doing, they go, what is MPS? I want to know more. And so then, poof, they go over to the MPS website, and then they're off and running with however they're getting involved. And I think that's so amazing.
Folks, we're talking to Catherine Cloward, also known as Catherine the Great. We're talking MPS awareness, and we're talking about some amazing music that has come from her and some special people like Michelle Hopkins who have joined her. And I hope you'll stick with me. When we come back, we're going to continue our conversation with Catherine, and I'm looking forward to that. I hope you'll share this interview with your friends and let them know about this special MPS awareness segment. We'll come right back. You're listening to The Mark White Show. Athens Bible School provides academic excellence through a strong college-bound curriculum for all students, offering high-level educational experiences, with seniors having an average ACT of 24 and 36 semester hours of college credit. Athens Bible School is accredited by Advance Ed, member of the National Alliance of Concurrent Enrollment Partnerships, and is a satellite campus of Calhoun Community College. Athens Bible School competes in men and women's athletics as a member of the Alabama High School Athletic Association. For more information, call 256-232-3525 or visit our website at athensbibleschool.org.
Athens Bible School.
There's nothing like fresh water from a well.
You are so right, Mr. Jerry Sutton, and Commercial Drilling can take care of that well for you. Give them a call at 256-679-8181 or check them out on the web at commercialdrilling.com. Are you a first responder? At Husqvarna, we support the uniformed men and women who serve our country and communities. As a way to honor your service, we created the Military and First Responder Appreciation Program. As a first responder, you qualify for a discount on your purchase of Husqvarna powered equipment. Get 10% off select commercial products at participating dealers. Whether you're starting a business or maintaining your property, you can count on Husqvarna. Find out why we're the brand that's trusted by real professionals. Visit Green's Dependable Hardware at 15220 A, Highway 43, Russellville, Alabama. You can also find them on Facebook at Green's Dependable Hardware. Give them a call at 256-331-0123. Tiffin Motorhomes is a proud sponsor of The Mark White Show. Tiffin Motorhomes has been in operation in Red Bay, Alabama since 1972. The family-owned business offers a wide variety of models to suit your needs, ranging from the 45 Zephyr to the best-selling diesel coach on the market today, the Phaeton, to their latest exciting endeavor, the Wayfarer, built in Winfield, Alabama. Go to TiffinMotorhomes.com to find where your nearest dealership is located. Tiffin Motorhomes are made to move you. See your local dealer today.
Wrapping it smoothly.
There's nothing like fresh water from a well.
You are so right, Mr. Jerry Sutton, and Commercial Drilling can take care of that well for you. Give them a call at 256-679-8181 or check them out on the web at commercialdrilling.com.
I am magical. I am unique. There is no one else like me. I am magical. I am unique. One of a kind. No one's like me. I am magical. I am unique. There is no one else like me. I am magical. I am unique.
And we're back. I'm glad to have Catherine Cloward, who is also known as Catherine the Great, with us today. She is from California, San Diego, to be more specific, and we're very excited to have her on the program. We've been talking about MPS awareness. We've been talking about her music. And Catherine, I'm glad to still have you on the line.
Well, thank you. It's my pleasure.
Let's talk about how people can find your music, how they can support the National MPS Society, and becoming a part of what you do.
Okay, great. Well, first and foremost, You can connect to the song on the Catherine the Great website, which is, to spell my name, it's K-A-T-H-R-Y-N, then the grape, as in purple, G-R-A-P-E.com, and then /heroes. And you'll get to the website that has all the links to the song, the videos. You'll get to see all the lyrics. You'll get to see, and there's also hyperlinks on there to get to the National MPS Society website. And you get to see all the faces of the kids that sing in the studio and pictures. And we've got the video of when we sang the song live at the International Symposium with all the children and some adults on stage with us. So it's all there. The song, so streaming, yes, is the hundredth of a penny thing. But also, you download the song. I think we have it downloaded. You can download it on Apple or Amazon Music, everywhere, and Google Play. And I think that it's on there for like 99 cents. So that'll add up for sure. But then also, the song gets tallied every single time the video is watched. So I mean, if you're on, you know, in this day and age, it's like we've got to be everywhere, right, Mark?
Yes.
So we're on Facebook and Instagram and all the social sites, and, you know, we're doing our best to get the word out. So if you're on Facebook, you can share the video. That would be what would be so amazing, Mark, is if we could share the video on your Facebook page.
Yes.
And then your people share it. And on that video link is a hyperlink that goes to everything I just shared with you. That would be so amazing. And I want to really share part of my heart for why we showed so much joyfulness and why this song is so upbeat and positive. There is absolutely a need and an urgency for the word to spread and for help to be gained, because there's lives that need to be saved. Well, at the same time, Michelle and all of her peers, they are living life. They are doing what doing what they enjoy doing. You know, Amy talked about her daughters being great artists. Michelle loves to sing. You meet all of these young children from very young ages all the way up into young adults, and they are living their vibrancy, right? And so Heroes, you can definitely hear the stories of the parents, and there's a lot of heartache, a lot of heartbreak, but also there's so much hope. And that's what Heroes, that's what I wanted to share with, because you see Michelle, and she's vibrant, she's happy, and in this video you feel her, right? And you feel the other families, and that's the part that we want to lift up. And go, I want to know more, and I want to do more. My heart for my media company is to share messages that matter in a way that elevates, that lifts up, and that's what Heroes does. And, you know, in Michelle, and especially in the music, I'm just going to put this out there right now, because I'm talking to, you know, in the music industry right now, there's a lot of people who are doing things independently, right? We're not funneled, you know, we're not fueled and funded by some major label. We're doing this independently, so we can do what we want to do.
That's exactly right.
And I want a Michelle's voice to be heard, as Michelle's voice is, right? You know, we're not sitting here going like, hey, let's get her, you know, I wanted her real voice to be heard. And that's what you hear in this song. We didn't over edit it or anything. Like, this is who she is. And I think it's just so beautiful, because, you know, there's nothing different than when you hear a song on the radio of somebody who's super packaged and marketed, and then you go hear them live, and they're not the same. And so yeah. I wanted Michelle, you know, I wanted her voice as it is, at the time, 14 years old, in a studio with everybody watching her singing this song. I mean, I'm just so proud of her, and I'm so proud of all the children and the families that got on board to help, because we couldn't have done this project without people saying yes. And that's what Heroes is about, is what's your yes? How can this show, talking to you, Mark, how can we hopefully inspire other people for a yes, whatever that is, whether it's watching the video, sharing the video, buying the song, or clicking over to the NPS, the National NPS Society website, and going, how can I help? And so, but you have to start somewhere, and you have to grow. Things take time to grow. And so what you're doing with your show, and it's rippling out, you're expanding nationwide, internationally. It just grows and grows and grows. And the good thing about media, this is what I always say, once you've created it, it exists. It exists, and then it grows from there, right? But if you don't create it, if you don't share it, you don't take that idea that you have and cultivate it into a manifestation, into something, then it's just an idea that you haven't done anything with, right? So I think there's a lot of people who desire to do something, but they want to know, is it going to be big? And I say, well, that's a different motivation. I say, right. You have an idea, And it's a burning in you, right? If you have something you want to do, help people, you want to start an organization, you want to start a radio show, you want to do something, do it because you want to do it. Do it because it's a fire, let's go back to that, fire inside of you. And then whatever's meant to be, it'll be once it exists, right? And then it'll go where it's going to go. I'll tell you, with Heroes, I just had this idea one morning, which is when I get most of my ideas. Early one morning, I woke up and I was like, maybe they need a song. So I got in touch with Terry. I was like, hey, would you like you guys want a song? And then Terry put me in touch, as I shared with Amy. And then through that conversation with Amy, I just got some inspiration. Next thing you know, within a few weeks, I developed the lyrics and the melody and the core music for the song. And then I got the members of my band, who were my band at the time, to help with it. And then it was just going to be one song. And the next thing you know, now it's two songs. And it's a video. That isn't how I started. Just move forward with that seed of an idea. Because what's meant to be, that's done in integrity, will bloom and grow and spread. And it just needs time to do so.
I'm looking forward to seeing more things and finding out how the Mark White Show can help in your effort as well.
Awesome. Thanks so much, Mark. And I know that your listeners, I know you've got Michelle coming on next, and Michelle's just a lovely young woman, and I'm sure your listeners are going to enjoy hearing from her too.
Oh, absolutely. Well, thank you, Catherine. We appreciate you joining the Mark White Show today.
Thanks so much, Mark.
We have been talking to Catherine Cloward, also known as Catherine the Great. You'll have to check out the song Heroes with Michelle Hopkins as the lead singer, and also Michelle Hopkins coming up next. Looking forward to talking to her, also from California, just a couple hours away from Catherine. You're listening to The Mark White Show, and I'm your host, Mark White. Since 1930, McCleary Tire in Athens has been your one-stop, on-the-spot auto service headquarters. I'm going to let my friend Casey Harbin tell you all about it.
We do undercar stuff, tires of all kinds, commercial, implement, lawn and garden. We do all kind of chassis work, front end alignments, shocks, struts, bearings, oil changes. We do air conditioning work, starters, alternators, tune-ups, engines, transmissions. We do it all.
Located at 611 East Hobbs Street in Athens. Give them a call at 256-232-2630.
Where the rubber meets the road.
Tiffin Motorhomes is a proud sponsor of the Mark White Show. Tiffin Motorhomes has been in operation in Red Bay, Alabama since 1972. The family-owned business offers a wide variety of models to suit your needs, ranging from the 45 Zephyr to the best-selling diesel coach on the market today, the Phaeton, to their latest exciting endeavor, the Wayfarer, built in Winfield, Alabama. Go to TiffinMotorHomes.com to find where your nearest dealership is located. Tiffin Motorhomes are made to move you. See your local dealer today.
Wrapping it smoothly.
Suzanne's Bakery and Eatery has now been serving up fresh baked items to Athens and North Alabama for over 12 years. Located at 1207 East Forest Street behind CVS on Highway 31 in Athens, Suzanne's Bakery is open Tuesday 10 to 6, Wednesday 10 to 5:30, and Thursday and Friday morning from 6:30 until 6 in the evening. You can also place to-go orders for a meal or fresh baked dessert to enjoy with your family, or even have an event catered. Check out Suzanne's menu at suzannesbakery.com or give them a call at 256-232-8210.
Fresh baked.
I love those dear hearts and gentle people who live in my hometown, because those dear hearts and gentle people will never ever let you down.
We are now in the Mary Faye Hedrick Good Deed segment, and I have with me a very special guest, Miss Michelle Hopkins. Well, Michelle, tell me about your experience with Catherine and the opportunity that you had to be able to sing for the song Heroes.
It was an amazing experience. I had a lot of fun with Catherine's help at the music studio, the music video. That was so much fun. I had a blast. I wouldn't have imagined myself being able to sing a professional song in a professional studio. So this was an exciting and a very exciting thing to do.
You and your mom were able to go to Washington, D.C. on a special trip?
We went to Washington, D.C. to talk to congressmen and senators to talk about new ways of how to finding out NPS with newborn screening. My mom was my spokesperson, but I was really interested in how we could figure out early staging of NPS people so it would be easy on other children when they're born.
If there's one thing that you can tell listeners who may not know about NPS and the effect it has on young people, what would you tell them?
There's a lot of effects on NPS people. They have disabilities physically and sometimes mentally, but it's just believing in yourself, just trying to get through all the surgeries until you think you've had enough.
And you sound much older than 15, I'll tell you that. You just had a birthday?
Yeah.
What are your dreams and your aspirations and your goals as you move forward toward graduation of high school? I know it's just a couple years away.
My goals are to go to college, of course, get the college degree, and I hope to be a dog trainer when I grow up.
Uh-huh. Is there something you'd like to tell people as far as tuning into the video or what you would like them to do when they see the video or hear the song?
Of course, to have them dance out to it to make them feel better in any time in their life, and just to feel better about themselves, to remember themselves that they're a hero inside.
Michelle, I really appreciate the passion that you had in that song and the voice that you're giving others through that song. You're an amazing young lady, Michelle.
Thank you.
All right, talk to you later. And we've been talking to Michelle Hopkins. She is the lead singer of the song Heroes, which was written by Catherine the Grape. And Michelle did an amazing job, and she had so many people with her during that song. And of course, you heard it on the show. What an inspiration to so many people. Folks, I appreciate the fact that you've been listening to the Mark White Show today. I hope you've enjoyed it. I hope you'll tune in next week. Always looking forward to a new show. If you have information that you want to send me, send it to themarkwhiteshow@gmail.com. Follow me on Facebook at The Mark White Show. Follow me on Twitter at Mark White Show, and also on Instagram at The Mark White Show. Thank you all so much. Please let your friends know about The Mark White Show, and let's continue to make a difference in our communities each and every day. Be sure to hang in here with us. I will have Romero Jones from Athens, Alabama. He'll be singing a song that I heard him sing walking down the sidewalk in Athens this past week. He will be closing out the show for us today. Stay tuned. After the break, you'll hear Romero Jones.
Discover fascinating animals from the islands of the world when you visit the brand new Island Life exhibit at Tennessee Aquarium. You'll be amazed at what you find.
Are you a first responder? At Husqvarna, we support the uniformed men and women who serve our country and communities. As a way to honor your service, we created the Military and First Responder Appreciation Program. As a first responder, you qualify for a discount on your purchase of Husqvarna powered equipment. Get 10% off select commercial products at participating dealers. Whether you're starting a business or maintaining your property, you can count on Husqvarna. Find out why we're the brand that's trusted by real professionals. Visit Green's Dependable Hardware at 15220 A Highway 43, Russellville, Alabama. You can also find them on Facebook at Green's Dependable Hardware. Give them a call at 256-331-0123. Tiffin Motorhomes is a proud sponsor of The Mark White Show. Tiffin Motorhomes has been in operation in Red Bay, Alabama since 1972. The family-owned business offers a wide variety of models to suit your needs, ranging from the 45 Zephyr to the best-selling diesel coach on the market today, the Phaeton, to their latest exciting endeavor, the Wayfarer, built in Winfield, Alabama. Go to TiffinMotorhomes.com to find where your nearest dealership is located. Tiffin Motorhomes are made to move you. See your local dealer today.
Wrapping it smoothly.
Every pro on your team wants to work with a Husqvarna, and who can blame them? Husqvarna products are powerful, ergonomic, and packed with innovation so your crew can work quickly and safely in any environment. And now we're making it easier than ever to put a Husqvarna in their hands with our cost-saving fleet program, where commercial customers can save up to 20% on new equipment purchases. If you want more Husqvarnas in their hands and more money in your pocket, get all your new equipment through the Husqvarna fleet program. You'll get professional results and the power to save. Visit Green's Dependable at 15220 A Highway 43, Russellville, Alabama, or give them a call at 256-331-0123. Find them on Facebook at Green's Dependable Hardware.
Discover fascinating animals from the islands of the world when you visit the brand new Island Life exhibit at Tennessee Aquarium. You'll be amazed at what you find.
By the grace of the Lord, I come a long way. By the grace of my Lord, I come a long way. Oh Lord, I've been traveling through the storm and the rain. God Almighty is holding my hand. The grace of the Lord, I come a long way.
All it takes is a point of light, a ray of hope in the darkest night. If you see
If you see what's wrong and you try to make it